The next step here will be for the crew to get the package of lunar science experiments out and ready to deploy.
Okay, while you're standing still, how about EMU check?
Okay, I got the way you think we're standing still. I'm clear flag, 75%, just about man cooling in 3-8.
Okay, we copy.
I threw that. Oh. John, I threw a thing all the way over those double craters over there.
Okay, I'm going to reset the bar UV. I've got the top off the hot package. Let me move this around so you don't run into it.
That view on the TV is of the lunar module with the LEM steerable antenna, which has not been working, showing at the top of the LEM.
Okay.
Look out, here it comes, hot stuff.
Charlie's got it. Okay, what's your new settings now?
Okay, they're 56. And 76.
Okay. Going to reset. Mark. It's loaded. It's pointing. It's taking imagery now.
Okay. I'll warn you when we get to 2.25 minutes.
Okay. 56 and 76.
That's affirmative.
Okay, Tony, the RTG is fueled.
Very good.
John Young now pointing the far UV camera at another target. This camera takes a sequence of pictures, takes two pictures in that sequence, one on photographic film, another of a spectra, which will provide scientists back on Earth with an analysis of the content of what the camera is looking at.
Right, looking.
76. Okay. Houston, the Earth is maybe a quarter. It's right in the middle.
Outstanding. You did a good down sun alignment.
I can't believe it. I mean, the crescent is right in the middle of that scope. I might move it a half a degree, but I wouldn't move it any more.
Man, I'll tell you.
Okay, here's the one.
Okay, Charlie, you're okay.
Reset. Go for it. Okay. I just wanted to rest. I'm starting to old.
Right, just take it easy. There's no hurry.
I'm going out with the... Man, look at that bridge, John. Right there. This big sub-round.
Okay, it's remote in Houston.
Okay, you should have your 2.25 minutes, so anytime you want to go on.
Okay. Reset. Film advance. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Reset.
Okay, Houston, it did something that besides it moved before I reset at that time.
That's okay, John, just press on.
It was...
You mean the camera moved?
Reset. Yeah. When I did the 15 seconds and then it reset again. It was moving. Like it wanted to go back to
imagery. That's going back to okay, not going back to the Earth. It's going back to spectroscopy. Does that sound all right, guys?
Okay, it should only have done that. Did you reset at the beginning of the 15 seconds?
That's affirmative.
Okay, that's probably the problem there. That thing should have been crossed out on your checklist to do that reset.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. We'll regroup here.
You want to do it again?
Okay, John, when it comes back to direct...
How you coming, sir?
Go ahead and watch for that film advance. And then time 15 seconds from the film advance. Don't do a reset when it comes back to direct.
Okay. Houston, I got about 20 meters away and the RTG package fell off. It hit the dirt with a ton, like a bomb. It got a little dusty, but the fins are okay, and all the experiments seem to be intact.
We want to make sure we knock the dust off those connectors before we take the caps off of them.
I agree.
How did it come off that thing?
Okay, it seems. Okay. Okay, it seems to be locked now, Tony. I don't know what happened. It just, I pushed on it back at the limb, but it just popped
off. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, reset. Okay, reset again. 3, 4, 5, reset. Reset.
Outstanding, John.
Okay, it's not, turning, mate. I think we got it that time.
Good show.
John Young is pointing the UV camera at Earth.
Okay.
Hopefully we'll get from these pictures the first view of the hydrogen cloud surrounding Earth.
We'll be able to hear that little rascal working all over the moon. Okay, I'm going to shift the cosmic rate now.
Okay.
And close the sequence bay doors. Yep, red ring. Taking a break.
Good show, Charlie. Don't strain yourself. They just
take it easy.
In fact, just stand there for a while.
I climbed up a little red. I am.
Hey, Houston, you won't believe this. The red ring pulled off the cosmic ray panel.
Did the top slide down?
The panels are exposed. There's the top exposed with a bunch of slides in there and glasses and a black thing. And, you know, I think that's what you mean, isn't it?
Right, that's right. So it worked out okay.
Alrighty. Don't know about drinks.
Man, Tony, this is a real... This ray pattern extends back about 200 meters or maybe more to the east and goes as far as we can see off to the west, which is maybe another 200 meters. I can see Smoky Mountain now, and I can see Dome. Kennesaw is plainly visible, with a big, two big craters on its flanks. And if you look towards Smoky, I can see some big craters up on the top, but I can't see Ravine.
North Ray yet.
Okay, Houston, you want to do the LCRU switch to mode 1?
Yeah.
Two.
In
that's the
prime.
We
want to go to mode 1.
Okay, going to MWWB and position EZW.
And John, we'd like a MAT 2 check on the way out to the outset site. And you do that by turning your left front and right front drive powers to bus C.
Okay.
The size of that rock. Tony, it's about a 2 meter boulder. That just passed. Okay, John.
Okay, the dam breaker is going in. And we are reading in the front shadow, we are reading 1 degree south. Pitch is 0. And roll is half a degree right.
Okay, we copy that. We'll give you a torquing angle in a minute. And would you confirm the SQ bay doors are shut?
Sequence bay doors are shut, and we're pointed up about 2 degrees.
Okay, pitch up
Charlie
two.
Over. Charlie's down there to the southwest. Can I go reset on this thing to clear these numbers off before 2 minutes?
Can we go reset?
Say again?
Yes, go reset.
Down on the first part. Tony, I think that the best place here for the ALSEP is to the LIM 11 o'clock position. And I'll let John give you the range. But it's up on the top of a dome, and it's fairly flat. And I think John can drive about 290, maybe 28, down over a ridge for the thumper. There's just not any flat places here, Tony. And this is the flattest I can find.
That sounds good, Charlie. And John, it's 266.
Understand, 266.
Okay, Tony, the regolith hasn't changed any out this far. We still have numerous sub-rounded to angular blocks in the partially buried. Here's a secondary. Here's a big boulder, the one I described, that's 2 meters across with about a 50 centimeter fillet above the
ring. Houston, say again what you want me to do this thing, check out the rear steering, or check out the battery.
Okay, we'd like you to just start out with the left front and the right front drive powers on bus C. If the battery 2 isn't working, you shouldn't go anywhere.
Okay, left front, right front, drive on battery C, and 266 on the gyro torque.
Tony, I'm looking at this big rock, and it's a two-rock breccia. The matrix is a black rock, blackish to bluish, with some very fine sub-millimeter-sized crystals.
Hey, Houston, you won't believe this. Now our amp hours on battery 2 are up, and they're reading 118, and the battery volts are reading 62. You want the whole business before we start out with the amp hours on 1 or 118 on 2, 118, 68 volts, no amps, of course, and 82 degrees on the motor temps, and off scale, 82 degrees on the batteries, and off scale low on both motor temps.
Okay, we copy that.
I understand that.
Okay, we copy that.
Well, they just did something. All right, that's all right.
camera, it sure looks like we're on a more than a 2-degree landing slope. But it's not.
Let's not run that battery check now that we got all those good readings, Houston.
Turn on your rear steering, John.
Okay, I've had that on, Charlie.
Okay, it's working. It's working.
Okay, if everything's working.
Maybe it just needs to sit around and heat up.